Joe, you would have seen how caskets have become more sophisticated down through the years.
Yeah, they have, and they kept up with times. We have a lot of metal caskets and different types of caskets now that we didn't have back years ago, you know.
What was a casket like back in the 30s?
Mostly wood, covered with gray panel wood.
It's the pine box is what we're talking about.
Pine box, what you were.
It's coming full circle.
What does that mean?
We're back to the pine box, basically. A lot of people just want the plain pine box.
Now, we're so sophisticated with our caskets that...
We're into copper, bronze, or anything you want.
Right. And for some of them, like if they were a big race car fan or something...
Oh, my. They can just do anything now. There's even a group in Tulsa. I think they're retired firemen. I can't think of the name of it, but they're doing these caskets. It's going to be camouflaged for hunters. They've just personalized the heck out of them. You can do different corners for different hobbies. You can have the whole thing wrapped in vinyl with a scene. There's one called Fairway to Heaven that has a golf course scene on it. So it's really fun to see what they've done with them. But really, I started working here in the early 80s, and I remember some of the same caskets are in the same line as what we had then. So there is a core value, you know, of traditional caskets that I think will always be around.
Also, the day of the funeral has changed, hasn't it? We used to have open casket viewing all the time. Would that be right?
At church even, yeah. We don't do that anymore, ever.
It's rare now. Is that true, either one of you, that we haven't
opened? I'd say we don't open the casket as much as we used to at all anymore. The younger people don't like it, you know. They just don't care for it.
So that's a change.
Yes. If it's at the funeral home for a viewing, we'll have all the flowers that come for this person. We'll have it in a room, and the casket is open, and people kind of understand that. But when we go to church, it's closed, except for, you know, there are just some religions that will not allow you to open it afterwards.
Well, they don't like to have undo all the good they've tried to do while the service is going on. They have people come over, and their casket start crying again.
All right.
And you mentioned flowers. Do you remember way back when, were there certain flower shops in town that catered to you, Joe?
Yeah.
Can you name some of those?
Yeah. What was her name down on 18th Street?
Oh, Aladdin Flowers.
Aladdin,
right across the street. But I know Christina's was really big.
Yeah. Christina's Flowers?
Yes.
They're not there anymore?
No, I don't think so.
And so that was big back then?
Yeah.
And then De Havens was still around.
They're still there
now?
Yeah,
they're still there. Right. But Aladdin's used to do all of our flowers. Then there's a little man when we opened East Lawn in the early 60s, and the name of his flower shop was R.G. Lewis, and he would bring flowers in the middle of the night, you know, whenever, whatever he had to do. He was just great, and he would help us out a lot.
Do you remember, Joe, what you would do with the flowers? Flowers would be left behind, and would you either destroy them?
You tried to take them to the hospital. People didn't have flowers.
So you took them to hospitals, and you'd take them to St. John or St. Francis?
Wherever there were people that need them, we'd take them to. We'd call the hospital and see if there's some people out there didn't have flowers. We'd take them out there to them.
And even took them into rooms?
We'd put them at the hospital and let the hospital put them in the rooms.
They don't want them anymore.
Okay,
but now we take them to hospices. A lot of the hospices will let us bring them in, or the nursing homes.
But
and
the hospitals?
No.
Do not want
to. Don't like clean up after them.
No.
Another change is that fewer and fewer family-owned funeral homes are around.
That's the corporations.
And the corporations are coming in and buying them up. But here in Tulsa, obviously, Moore's is family-owned. And we have, I think, 9 is family-owned.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any more?
I don't know of any others.
I don't think so.
Most of them own the corporation.
Those two would be the only left that are family-owned.
And I have to say, he was very wise about that, because in the 90s, early 90s, they were going around whining and dining. But he said, this is the best way to be. Boy, did he turn out to be right about that.
It's always been in our family. My father started back years ago in Paramore. So we've always just been in the business. That's the only thing we've ever been in.
But there was a time, I suppose, a corporation might have come in and said, we're going to give you billions of dollars for this thing. And then,
well, SCI, Service Corporation International, Bobby Waller came to me one time years and years ago and wanted me to kind of go in with him on funeral business. And now he has, I guess, 400 or 500 funeral homes.
So you could have been in on some of that, but...
I could have, but I didn't.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Didn't.
Well, a lot of them, you know, were given stock, which is absolutely worthless, and so they'd worked their whole lives and were given stock that turned out to be worthless. So a lot of them had to go back in. It was just a travesty. So.
Given stock, how do you mean?
Stock in the corporation.
In the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They'd give stock in lieu of the funeral home. That was the trade.
Yeah.
We'll take the funeral home and we'll give you stock.
And you go retire and we'll give you stock.
And the stock and the stock wasn't worth anything.
Awful. Just awful. So he was right.
We never had any idea of selling out. We've always kept in the family. Probably been in the family as long as Elaine's around and her family's around.
And Elaine, about your family then?
Joe has a son, too, a doctor of oncology, just retired from his medical practice, who I think has an interest and wants to take over. His wife just recently received her license to go into the funeral business, and then me. And I think all of us just feel really dedicated to it.
You have children, too?
No. My nephews can work part-time, maybe this summer.
All right.
So we're going to see if we can't, get some new interest.
It sounds then like there'll be enough family members going on.
And I have to say, we've got some great employees. These people have been with us for years. And the one thing that we've all inherited from Joe is just the need and just the mission to please people, whatever it takes. This is a one-time deal. We only get one chance to do it right. And he has given us the leadership.
They're both working at the funeral home now. See the pictures over there?
I saw that, right.
Joe Jr.
And your grandchildren, how old are they?
Joe's probably 22. And Lynn's.
And so they could be interested in the business.
They're working
as well.
They're working. They're helping us now. That's great.
So they learn how to deal with the people and when people
see if they like it. It's not for everybody. But one of the ladies at my church met Joe, your grandson, and just thought he was wonderful. And so it's been really fun.
I don't know. He wants to be a doctor, but he's probably going to the funeral.
I know. He's got to pass that test.